This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is What's on Your Mind. Number to call? Because we still do voice calling on this show. We tried to anyway here in the text era. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can also text 701-226-8503 and I'll be sure to pass them along. Mineral owners use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. Mineral Tracker, the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance in a proprietary and Bakken-specific reservoir model built by Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. Mineral Tracker also users also gain mapping and storage features to monitor well locations and store important documents in their online accounts. Users with premium account services also gain access to expert advice of Mineral Tracker's team of petroleum engineers and certified mineral managers. It was formed in Watford City, North Dakota, as a subsidiary of McKenzie Minerals Management, LLP, a family-owned and operated business also based in Watford City. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Take control of your minerals using Mineral Tracker with a one-month free trial. Email info@mineraltracker.com and they'll get you started. info@mineraltracker.com. 7 after the hour, till admission. And in for Scott Hennon, you're in for a treat today. Here is Ed Schaefer.
Good morning. It is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind. We're glad to be with you on this Thursday, December 6th. First thing in the morning, and we're going to get right to our first guest, Governor, I'm getting all choked up here. Governor Doug Burgum is with us this morning, and we appreciate you jamming in some quick comments here on your schedule. I know, Governor, this is a time when you're understanding the pressures that a public official has when you're trying to manage your personal life and your public service, and so we do appreciate you breaking in this morning a little bit here and visiting with our listeners. I especially want to talk about the budget this morning that you pitched yesterday. Good morning, Governor Burgum.
Well, good morning, Ed. It's great to be with you, and of course, sadly, I'm ready to head to a funeral of a very good friend of mine out here in Hunter, North Dakota this morning, but certainly you understand the pressures. You've been in the role, and you understand what the challenges of budgeting and the challenges of running a state during complex times, and thanks for having me on the show this morning.
We're glad to have you with you. Our prayers are with you, and I'm glad that you can be with your family and friends today and give them some loving and hugging. That'll be important. So thank you for that, Governor. You gave the budget presentation yesterday to the legislature. That's always an interesting time with the interaction between the legislative branch and the governor's branch and the executive branch. What were the general directions or policy initiatives that you put forth in the budget?
Well, I think that, the big themes that we had, Ed, are ones that you're all very familiar with and that you helped guide our state so successfully back from 1992 to 2000. But we just, back to the basics and said, hey, we're going to make sure that our general fund revenues match our general fund expenses. We're going to do what we can to replenish all of our reserves and heal up our balance sheet after the big downturn that we've come through. And then we're going to invest, strategically. We're going to invest in the economy. We're going to invest in workforce programs because we know the number one thing to slowing down our economy right now is not job creation. It's filling the jobs that are already open. And we also want to invest in the well-being of our people, the people that are most vulnerable and need the most help, and that, a central role of government. And we want to invest in education, both K-12 and higher ed. And then you're going to try to do all of those things simultaneously without raising taxes, just like you did. And we announced a budget yesterday that did all those things, and it's a credit. And I'm grateful to the hundreds of state team members, the agency heads, elected officials, cabinet leaders, the OMB, the policy team, people that work so hard to put together such a thoughtful and creative and innovative budget.
How did you, when you made the presentation, you know, you're looking at the legislators out there, the audience that are in the gathered in the Capitol, up in the galleries and things. You know, and I noticed afterward, of course, there's some nasty blog posts, you know, things that go on, you know, with what you did or didn't do. What was your thought about the reaction of the people that were in the chambers there when you did present the budget?
Well, I would just go to the personal piece. I think one thing that was most gratifying to me, of course, we're so fortunate to have First Lady Catherine Helgesbergum, who with her courage and leadership has helped take the lid off the stigma and shame of the disease of addiction through her own, you know, sharing of her story. And when I mentioned her work and she got a standing ovation from the legislature and everybody in the gallery, that was certainly a touching moment. And it, you know, reminds us that whether you're whatever branch of government you're in, we're all working to try to achieve the same goals. We're all trying to do what's great for our state and what's right for the people of North Dakota. But yeah, of course, as you say, in this day and age, doesn't, you know, matter what you do, you're going to have a critic. And but that's part of being in the arena, and it's part of public service. And we always welcome the feedback. We never take it personally, and we learn from it and keep moving ahead. And we're ready to engage with the legislature to do this work for the people of North Dakota.
One of the things I noticed in your presentation was an outlining of oil tax revenues, but you had it under a category of transparency. It kind of harkens back to one of the things that in 1993 we introduced to the people of North Dakota, which was truth in budgeting. It seems like, you know, when you get in there, the political process is trying to hide the money here, do it there, or make it look like this. Or, you know, tell us about, you know, what you have found in your short time now in government, you know, about the importance of that transparency of the budget to the people of North Dakota.
Well, that's great, and it's great and certainly fun to be busy with you, Ed, because you understand this. But, yeah, the state of North Dakota become the number two oil-producing state in the nation. It's natural that we would have some reliance on oil tax revenues to help pay for general government services. And, we're recommending that about one-fifth of the budget be paid for by, oil and gas revenues, 20%. That's about $1 billion of spending, and that's about exactly what has been spent in the general fund in the past five bienniums. But if you actually looked at the reports, it would have shown $300 million, $300 million, $300 million, $400 million, not the $1.1 billion, the $1.2 billion. And this is because the oil money was moved into funds and then later transferred into the general fund. And why that matters to the people of North Dakota is, and why we need to take that money directly in the general fund, is we get a bond rating. And those bond ratings affect not just the cost of borrowing money for the state of North Dakota, but for all the political subdivisions, the school districts, the counties, the cities. And so we want to have as strong a financial position as we can at the state to make sure we can keep interest costs down for everyone else. And one way you do that is you make sure that your general fund revenues match your general fund expenses. And by being transparent about the oil and gas revenue that we're actually using and have been using, by being transparent, that will help shore up our bond rating.
Yeah, and not to mention the public's understanding of where revenues come from and how they're spent. And when they have the political skirmishes of saying, now we're just, running over to the oil barons and putting out our hands and say, just do whatever you want. It's important for people to understand, you know, where funding, comes from. One of the things, Governor, that I'd like to explore with you a little bit here too. And I know you just have a couple of minutes here, but, as that budget unfolded, you in your transparency efforts, I mean, it was clear that sales tax, for instance, is, you know, the highest revenue generator. And you had a chart, you know, that showed the various pieces. And how important is that in a broad sense? And I'm thinking that you mentioned bond rate and you mentioned, the transparency, you mentioned the reasons why you want to do this. And it seems to me that you have a broader view of the budget than just the numbers on a line and whether it balances or not. You have the broader view of using that budget for policy direction and influencing the state and the direction. Is that something that you brought from the private sector, or where did you, you know, where did you come up, or where did you develop this ability to look at the long, stronger issue here on the budget?
Well, I certainly, the answer to that is yes. And after, you know, when you've been, you know, I had the good fortune in the private sector to have an opportunity since, you know, being an entrepreneur at a young age, you know, I've been making payroll every 2 weeks for, you know, 30 years before I ended up in getting into government. And one of the things when you're in the highly competitive world, and whether that's in, you know, agriculture, energy, technology, when you're in a world of competition, you're always trying to figure out a way to make things more efficient, more effective, and serve your customers better. You know, and bringing that approach, what we did, we found all kinds of savings, and we were able to harvest those savings and reinvest them in things that were more strategic. And I think that's the exciting part of our budget, is not just where we save money, but where we're investing it, whether it's in education, behavioral health, or some very exciting legacy projects.
You're listening to the program. Thank you, Governor. We really appreciate you jamming your schedule in for a little conversation here this morning. We'll let you get off to your day, and we will to ours. Thank you, guys.
Ah, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, there comes a time in everyone's life when a few things need to change. Priorities, habits, allegiance to a certain sports team. Well, that time has come for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've updated the packaging of your favorite pizza by taking a fresh, new look and combined it with what you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Tons of toppings, tangy tomato sauce, Italian seasonings, all on a pizzeria crust. Try one today and you'll see why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
What's on your mind? It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Is brought to you in part by Dak Diesel. CJ has a shop where he concentrates on diesel. So sometimes you get a car repair guy and he learned on gas stuff, and well, every once in a great while somebody brings in a diesel. Actually, CJ concentrates on Dak Diesel. You can call him at 701-258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance of your diesel vehicle or vehicles. CJ at 701-258-5011 or CJ at DACDiesel.com. 701-258-5011 or CJ at DACDiesel.com. And he'll be able to get you back up and running 21 after the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Henin timing his Washington trip ever so ironically, I guess, given the events of yesterday. But filling in today, Ed Schaefer on What's in Your Mind.
And good morning, Todd. We're
glad now we have CJ.
Now we get CJ.
Now we have CJ after I do the big blurb. Hi, CJ. Or we don't have CJ. That sounded like CJ having just hung up.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there we are. There we are. I heard a beep, the same kind of beep we get when somebody hangs up and we still leave and turned up there. So I thought that maybe we lost you there because I know how busy you are. So.
Well, I didn't hang up, but it's one of these things that I talked to four people. I put in the extension, the 193 extension, and I talked to four people before they finally connected, before I got Daniel. So actually,
oh,
Daniel
wow.
was the fourth
there
one.
We go. So. He's so hard to find over there. So what's going on at DAC Diesel, CJ?
Oh, just another week, you know, or end of the week, I should say, you know, just finished up injectors on a Dodge, got a power stroke rolling out of here this morning that got injectors. We did glow plugs on a power stroke yesterday, rolled a Volvo out yesterday with DPF issues taken care of for good and a little power upgrade on it, and we're doing the same thing with the Freightliner, and we're going to be running an international ProStar in here shortly. So, yeah, it's just a busy, busy day. Always, never ends. So,
especially this time of the year, you want to
help Scott.
Yeah, really, no kidding. Well, you know, this time of the year, you want to keep that diesel going here because we're heading into that famous or infamous season of winter. So, might be a good time to get going now, right?
Yep, exactly. And then it's one of these things, if you're looking for a top-notch injector cleaner or anti-gel, which the anti-gel is, of course, crucial in the winter, you know, especially if you want to run number two, I do believe I got about the best stuff on the market. I've tried pretty much every brand out there, tested it personally, and I refuse to carry anything on my shelves. And this company here, they actually, that I carry, it's Plus 4. It's made up in Canada. I know it's not a U.S. company, but the stuff is absolutely amazing. And if there's anybody that knows about what cold does to diesels, I'm pretty sure it's a Canadian. So just because of the extreme temperatures they see up there. So, you know, I sell two types of anti-gel here. One, the Arctic is good for down to 30 below. And I have tested that personally, and I got a lot of customers that are using that, and they absolutely love it. But I also sell some stuff that's good all the way to 60 below, and that's with number two diesel fuel.
Well, how do we get a hold of you, CJ, so we can get that ball rolling?
Yeah, it's best number is 258-5011. Worst comes to worst, you can call me on my cell at 210-0888 or look me up on the web at DACDiesel.com or 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck.
If the stuff works in your diesel in Canada, it's got to work here in the States because we hear it gets a little colder up there. And it's not just the Celsius conversion either. It is actually colder up here usually. So thank you, CJ. Appreciate your time, sir.
You bet. Talk to you later, Todd. Thank you.
All righty. Ed Schaefer is in on What's on Your Mind.
And we're back. Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here on this great North Dakota chilly day. But,
yeah, you guys are a little colder in the valley today. We're in double digits above in the central part of the state, but you guys did some of it even below zero. Yikes. It's too early for that, isn't it?
Below zero, it is early. But, you know, that's why we love the four seasons in North Dakota. We get this nice contrast in our lives. And, you know, those of us that grew up here and live here and just gather the warmth from the people instead of the air.
There you go. Love it. That's good. I'm going to remember that. That's good.
Yes. So anyway, here we are. We just had a chance to chat with the governor a little bit. This is the What's on Your Mind show. And What's on Your Mind means we're interested in what our listeners have to think, have to say, have to talk about. And so we're asking you to call in. I don't have the call-in numbers here, but
I've got them.
Has any thoughts? Well, why don't you give them so that people can call?
701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 1-800-228-5550. 1-800-228-0550. It all goes into the same phone. I guess it doesn't matter which one you're calling. 1-800-228-0550.
And we can text.
And you can text at 701-226-8503. We're kind of in this generation where far more people are texting than calling. Welcome to the society of 2018-19, I guess. It's kind of the reality, and I guess the future of talk radio is people like you and me and Scott and others just sitting there reading our plastic pieces to everybody. But 701-226-8503 if you want to text.
My thumbs are too fat to text. I think I'm texting, hey, what time are you getting home? And it's like, blah, 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 blah.
It's funny how typing works because, you know, you start doing two-finger typing, then they teach you how to 10-finger type, and now we're back to two-finger or two-thumb typing.
Exactly.
Kind of funny how that worked out.
Or in Kevin's case, he needs a stylus.
Yeah, you know? Something, yeah.
I think
You might poke his eye out with that thing. You got to be careful.
Well, okay. All right. Well,
Don't give him sharp objects. Yeah.
It seems like we're killing time here. Waiting for some calls. So give us a call when you have a chance. 701-258-0550 or if it's toll free, 1-800-228-0550. And you can text 701-226-8503. So, anyway, give us a call. We were talking with the governor about the budget. The budget address yesterday, the governor laid out his plans for the direction of the state. Interestingly, there's always this tension and this interaction between the legislative branch and the executive branch. And, you know, one of the things that we see there is, this tension goes as whose budget is it and who's setting the policy. And, you know, the reality is the legislative branch is the policy making branch. And that means the direction in which we go, the initiatives that we put forth, the funding that we put into certain initiatives. But certainly the governor's budget is one that develops the policy as well, because the governor has the overall view of the state, where it needs to go, where people want it to go. Importantly, all of these folks are representatives of the people. So really, it has to be driven by the people's desire and what kind of government they want. So we're interested in what kind of government you're looking for as we move into this next legislative session. The budget has been presented by the governor. The legislature now takes that budget. They tear apart every number, every line. They go through every decimal point and put that budget back together and see how close they can come to where the governor's budget is and how you move forward. So give us a call. We're interested in talking about that. The next half hour, we have open lines all half hour. We're interested in visiting with you. 701-258-0550. Give us a call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to interofficend.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports just released, one from ADP Moody's Analytics reporting there were 179,000 new jobs created last month. That's down from the 225,000 in October, and also a bit less than what economists were expecting. And the Labor Department says 231,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. The economists were expecting them to come in a little bit lower at 225,000. Nominations for the 76th annual Golden Globes have just been released, among them for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy.
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
For best movie drama, A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, If Beale Street Could Talk, Black Panther, and Black Klansman. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
On your mind, sorry, I gotta compose myself just watching the replay of Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys getting fined for, he got his touchdown and then he took $21 and dropped it into the Salvation Army kettle that was in the just off the end zone of the game. And so for dropping money into the Salvation Army kettle, he's getting fined. So I'm sorry, I just saw that and I'm like, so let me get back off the ceiling here. We're brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support. Guys who know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. The new 29s are in. Check out the new 40 series of Apache sprayers with a new look, new features. Financing and leasing is available. High Plains Apache has some used sprayers on end, too. High Plains Apache, Mandan, right across from Culver's, or what used to be Bonanza, if you're still thinking Bonanza's there, but they're gone. It's Culver's now. 701-663-2375. 663-2375 at High Plains Apache. 27 before the hour. Scott Hennen and his folks are tailing him around Washington, D.C., so we've got a guest host this week. What a treat today, Ed Schaefer, former Governor Ed Schaefer, although when I first got a phone call from him, he said, "Hi, this is Ed." Ed. Oh, Schaefer, Governor? It's okay to identify yourself to the new guy in North Dakota as that Ed Schaefer, but I knew I was going to love living in North Dakota when I heard that.
Well, good morning, Todd. It's really, you know, it's good to be with you again. We've off and on through the years have had bumped into each other on the air, off air. So, you know, it's always fun to interact. And on this great What's On Your Mind radio show that Scott Hennen has developed, it's really great to, you know, connect once again and have some talking. I was thinking about your comments here just briefly a few minutes ago about a football player who had money in his pocket to put in a Salvation kettle. I'm going, why would a football player in, you know, with all his uniform and everything on have money? You know, what was he doing with money?
He when he scored, a guy was right there with him. A Cowboy rep to hand it to him, but.
This was all planned.
Yeah.
You know, all things. So,
he wanted to look, you know, be nice. And
yeah. Well,
look,
I mean, it's just a worthy cause. Certainly
let's
a really cool.
Him for that. Though.
Well, I was thinking with football today, maybe he had a couple of rolls of nickels wrapped up in his hand and his fist, in his gloves, that he could be tougher out there in the field or something. You know, those old thugs from mafia days. Used to put those rolls of coins, you know, in the sock and whack people with them. So I didn't know where this guy was going, but certainly Salvation Army, worthy cause. Glad that he was there, and he's probably willing to pay the fine. Maybe he can talk them into paying the fine and having the fine be given to the Salvation Army. That would be a good deal, and that would be a smart move on the NFL's part. Anyway, we do have a text that someone's coming in.
It says, if there's time, I'd like to hear Mr. Schaefer talk about the trebuchet at the pumpkin patch. I've helped operate the cannon and trebuchet, and the story told is that he and his friends built the trebuchet. Truth?
That is true. Thanks for the text. That's a fun memory. Made me smile here this morning. back in 2002, those long years ago, we had a North Dakota team on one of the first reality TV shows, Junkyard Wars.
Was that? Oh, Junkyard Wars. Because they had a Punkin' Chunkin'.
Oh yeah, no,
reality show too.
We were way before those guys. So as part of the competition, in one of the, as a matter of fact, I think it was the semifinal match, we had to build a laundry launcher. It was a, you know, something in this, the whole concept of the show was you had to go in a junkyard and in 10 hours you had to build a machine that they told you about on the spot and with anything you could find in the junkyard. And then after that, there was a competition with the two teams. Yeah. So
you launched a washing machine, if I'm not mistaken.
The laundry launcher.
That's right.
We built a trebuchet to launch our washing machine. And full of grungy old dirty t-shirts or something. and won that competition. And it was such a fun build that when we got back to North Dakota, my partners there, there are team members, Rolf Slatton, who was my brother-in-law, and Bob Odegaard, who was the antique airplane builder from Kindred.
Yep.
And so we had so much fun building that trebuchet. We built another one over in Bob's hangar at the airport in Kindred. And we took it around to schools and we you know talked to them about competition and building things and you know this was the day before robotics right so we talked to them about how these things worked, why we did it, and we kind of incorporated a good solid work and ethics message to school kids. We dragged it around after we got done with that project for a while. Then we donated it to the pumpkin patch in Bismarck, and they've used it ever since to throw pumpkins out there during their times of fall harvest and the celebrations and things they have out at the pumpkin patch. So fun, and that trebuchet, I'm glad to hear it's still working.
There you go. We had built the last.
We had good welders on that and good solid steel pipe, and I'm glad to hear that it's still going.
If I remember right, your first shot at the washing machine didn't go well, or like the machine hung up or something, I thought I remembered. Or,
well, that was our competition.
I remember launching the little washing machine. That was awesome.
I can't remember the numbers exactly, but there was something like in the final competition, we threw a washing machine 87 feet, and our competition threw their washing machine 1 foot. It's just a perfect example of you have a great design and a great idea and you put it together and it doesn't work, and it's not that they didn't have quality people and capable materials and all that kind of stuff, but it just didn't work. And
happens
so
sometimes.
The concept, it does happen, and we felt bad for them for a couple of seconds. because
sorry guys, we win.
they put so much time and effort and just competition into making that thing work, and they were very confident. It was a team out of Pennsylvania. I think they were airplane mechanics. They were racing car mechanics, and they were bragging it up and trash talking over the fence, and they were ready to go, and then it just went. But that's a tough one.
I remember that.
We did feel bad for them. It was hard. But hey, we were good North Dakota builders and guys that grew up on the farm and with a welding torch in hand and cutters and scavengers. You know, part of the big deal of this competition was to be able to scavenge the things out of the out of the junkyard to put this thing together. And if we have, do we have any other callers? Do we have anything? Because I can tell you a quick story about this and about how reality TV works. And interestingly, in this particular competition, which was the semifinals, we'd worked our way to there, and the show was a four-person team, but you brought three people on your team. The fourth person was supplied by the show, who's an expert, and the expert was there, as an engineer or whatever, so if you build a submarine, you didn't drown.
Right.
So you had to have some technical expert. Interestingly enough, what you don't know about the show or what you didn't know about the show is that the expert had a certain budget, certain thousands of dollars of budget. And if there were any specific things you need, like a radio control thing or some kind of a specialized piece of equipment, they would buy that and put it out in the junkyard. So they'd hide it or, you know, paint it or disguise it or throw dirt on or something so they didn't really know what it was. But the show knew that the materials to build the machine were in the junkyard. Whether you could find them or not was the issue. So in this particular competition, our expert wanted to build a different kind of machine. And it was called a ballista. And the ballista is kind of like a giant crossbow. And his thought was we're going to use these big springs out of a bus and build this crossbow. And we're looking at it going, this sounds stupid. We don't think this thing's going to go anywhere. So
wait, what?
So we had to overrule our expert and say, no, we want to build a trebuchet. And the interesting thing was, you know, stop the cameras, the producer comes in, the director comes in, everybody, we're standing there around, all the lights are on, and, you know, we're going, you know, we don't want to build this thing. And so the director finally said, look, it's your right, and I was the captain, said, you're the captain, you get to make the decision of what you get to build, but we have to tell you, if you build something that we don't, you know, that we haven't prepared for, we can't guarantee that the parts you want or need are out in the junkyard. I mean, you're going to have to do it. And so that was the first time we knew that, you know, parts were supposed to be there.
Yeah, come on.
You know, but, so we thought that was a good North Dakota challenge, and we decided to build that trebuchet out of whatever we could find in that junkyard, and we did, and we won the competition. And that was a fun lesson for all of us, I think, is, you know, you'd go back to the Theodore Roosevelt, philosophy of do the best you can with what you have where you are. There we were standing in that junkyard, and we thought we could do better than the expert, and we did.
Got another text. Our friend Paul Braun from the diocese, he just wanted to say hi. He said the trebuchet used at the pumpkin patch, that is, it was originally built for the pumpkin patch to raise funds for Special Olympics, or he thought, or something to do with Special Olympics.
We used it for Special O, and as I said, we originally built it to take along to schools to talk to students, you know, about these kinds of, yeah, design and effort and competition and those kinds of things. And we always had, and of course, we showed outtakes from the filming, you know,
right,
the reality show and things like that. So kids all gathered around, loved it and things. And yeah, so it was a Special O, funding when it was first moved out to the pumpkin patch. I believe they, you know, I didn't know if they, you know, you paid per throw or what the deal was, but, yes, it was. It's been used all over, which is really wonderful to be able to take a machine like that and see a bunch of different uses for it and put the work for the good of the people.
Absolutely, a little pumpkin chunk and never hurt anybody.
That's right. That's right. For sure. So this is what's on your mind. This is an interesting twist on the conversations that we're having. Not something that we expected to have. We kind of were thinking we'd be talking about the budget and people would be calling in like crazy about where they thought money should be spent in the state of North Dakota. And you still can call us and let us know what you're thinking, 701-258-0550 or 800, if toll-free, 1-800-228-0550. Give us a call. We're interested to get you on air to find out what you're thinking about. Do we have, it looks like we got an email over there.
Yeah, we got a text. Scott and Governor Schaefer, seems like since Governor Burgum has taken office, so much of the focus has been on Fargo, including visits from national politicians. I'm wondering what we can do to avoid Fargo becoming North Dakota's Minneapolis or Illinois, Chicago tie-in so that the economic policy focus is not focused on the eastern part of the state when there's a lot more state to the west.
Yeah, and that's a great, I think we're hearing the music here.
We'll address that after the break.
Yes, we will, because I do want to talk about that. Fargo becoming the Minneapolis, in my opinion, not the best thing in the whole world.
No. Susie and Pat are waiting on calls as well. We'll get you folks on, too. More What's in Your Mind.
We'll be right back. Please give a listen to our commercial break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Bismarck Val Mayhus Auditorium at 3 and 7:30 Wednesday, December 19th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Dan's Supermarkets in Bismarck Mandan and Medora.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mind 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ed Schaefer, guest hosting today, and Jim the Flagpole Guy is on. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Governor Schaefer, for your service to North Dakota, and thank you for your continued contributions here on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, Christmas is upon us, and it's the season for gift-giving. I'm hoping anybody that's interested in purchasing a flagpole for their family, they'll give me a shot and give me a call and line up an installation for next year. I know a lot of people, when they receive these gifts, they're very happy that their family gave them a gift of a flagpole or a flag. And what I'd like to say is for 3 years I've been, this is my third season we're finishing up here. And there's been a lot of demand, and I'm very thankful for that. But sometimes it's a lot of chaos. And with that said, I'm finally dedicating a service route every about 40 days. as I travel around North Dakota every 40 days, I'd like to make sure that everybody knows I'm there dedicated to service. And with all of the different attributes to the flagpole business, service has been my biggest struggle. And with that, I have decided that I will make a dedicated service run every 40 days. And the next service run that I'm going to be making, I believe, will be on the 7th of that week of the 7th of January. So if anybody has flagpole issues, I can actually basically want to canvass the state every 40 days. They give me a call, and I'll make sure I get an opportunity to stop in and fix any issues anybody has.
How do we get a hold of you?
Well, Todd, you can reach me at 701-571-FLAG. It's 701-571-3524. Or you can contact Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com.
Fantastic, Jim. Thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good
day. Thanks, Jim. I got to have this vision of Jim, you know, on these 50-foot-high flagpoles that are hanging up there on the little trapeze, you know, trying to put the little little pulley or something like that up in the top, swinging in the wind on this 2 below 0 weather. Good job, Jim.
How does the ball stay up there, and what do you do if it falls down? And for God's sake, don't put your tongue on that thing either.
Right before the break, we had someone text in and saying, what's happening in Fargo, and why is all the attention in Fargo? And, you know, I think we should point out that all the activity in Fargo in this was during the political season, and the texter was saying, you know, we've had all these visits from politicians and things. You know, Fargo in this last Senate election obviously was the ground zero for the campaign. It was where the competition is, where that race was going to be won or lost. That's why everybody was in Fargo. And the interesting thing is, Cass County and Fargo are turning liberal, and, you know, in our reasonably conservative state, or our center right state, you know, to see Fargo is turning much more blue. President Obama won here. Hillary Clinton won the vote here in Cass County. You know, Senator Heitkamp won the vote here in Cass County. I mean, it's starting to be this left of center area in North Dakota. And we're not sure why that all is or what's going on here, but certainly what we want to make sure is that we balance North Dakota. And there is a big state on the west side of I-29. And the Red River Valley's on one side, the rest of the state's on the other. And really, if you look at it, and, you know, one of the things the governor was talking about was balancing revenue, balancing attention, balancing investment. You know, we have to look at our whole state and things, and it isn't just liberal conservative. It's what's best for our people, where our people live, what do they need to have better lives in our states and our counties and our communities. That's what we need to do. And so you're right. Let's not focus on Fargo during the political season. We're going to focus on the Red River Valley, because that seems to be the conservative liberal battleground in North Dakota today. But in the governance of North Dakota, let's look at the whole state, and we want to make sure that we focus that way. We've got a couple of calls we've been asking for on line one. I can't see all the way across, but Gene from Valley City. Hello, Gene. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Governor Schaefer. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for laying out the blue and the red in North Dakota just now. I was wondering if I could talk about legislation on a national scale for a minute or two.
Of course.
Okay. GIPSA, Grain Inspection, Livestock and Packers Act of 1921. Last year, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue withdrew some rules. I just recently read that they have now driven the last nail in the coffin of GIPSA. Now, my point is that is illegal, because the GIPSA was an act. It was a piece of legislation. Sonny Perdue or anybody else cannot take a pen and destroy it.
Well, you know, I'm not familiar with drive the nail in the coffin here, Gene. You know, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm familiar with GIPSA, obviously, having been Secretary of Agriculture, and certainly that grain inspection, you know, needs to be.
So call and tell us.
Ooh, am I off? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
You're off now. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang on, folks.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day. And that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that, $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.